A very good Saturday morning and a hearty welcome to everyone, especially to our dear brother Atom Prakash. So this is our Sweet Connection program, a program for Middle East and European instruments to have small group conversations. And we started to have these programs last summer, actually, during the online regional meeting. And we'll continue with that as long as there is interest. And it seems that there is still interest. There's more than 130 people. And actually could question, because Baba, in his book messages, emphasizes so much the need of silence, power of silence. So are we doing the right thing with group conversations? But when we see how Baba describes silence as a very stable, elevated consciousness, focused, then we see that deep conversations about Gyan, about self-progress, is very much in the line of silence. And actually, Charlie said something very nice. He said, Baba's silence never comes with a lack of communication. Baba's silence never comes with a lack of communication. So, but to have deep conversations, we will listen first to inspiring words from Brother Atom Prakash. Probably almost everyone would know our dear brother from Madhuban. Atom Prakash came to Baba in 1973 and he surrendered in 76, so more than 40 years ago, four decades. And actually, only when I saw your face before, you know, I got so happy. I thought, yeah, it's not a small thing to have you here today with us. And of course, when we see Atom Prakash Bhai, we feel, yeah, he's a yogi. We want to become more yogi and he's got it. So we look very much forward to hear from you. I just heard that Dadi Prakashmani would call you Atom Panchi. So the soul bird. The bird who is always light and ever ready to fly off for any kind of seva. That's what I heard. And for all of you to know, the listeners to know, we have given Atom Prakash Bhai a topic and I read it out. Baba said, since a long time, create Madhuban in your places. This statement is now more relevant than ever before in the history of the Yagya, because we cannot go to Madhuban. So what does it mean particularly for your thoughts, attitude, words, relationships, and actions when we want to create Madhuban at our places? So again, welcome from everyone, from the organizing team. This is Dorte in the background and Dusha also. And now I hand over to our dear brother Atom Prakash, and afterwards Dorte will present the program. Thank you. Welcome, brother.
Om Shanti, my sweet love and regard to all of you, my sweet brothers and sisters, instruments. Those are connected today with this session. Brother Matthias gave me a very nice topic, creating Madhuban in your places. In 1974, when Dadi Janaki Di was taking leave from Bab Dada in Madhuban, Dadi Janaki Di asked Bab Dada, Baba, why you are sending me in London? And Baba has said that Baba is sending you for creating Madhuban in London, in UK. And Dadi really create wonderful Madhuban, many Madhuban in London. Madhuban. Madhu means sweet like honey. Ban means forest. Forest means detached from this world. The place like that, and very sweetness feeling you can get there. That is why Baba select Mount Abu, the place for tapasya. On this world globe, Madhuban is the most powerful place. Why? Because the Supreme Godfather plays his role on this elevated land for many years. And secondly, the cream of this world, 8 jewels, 108 jewels means our seniors, Dadis and Dadas, they have Brahma Baba, they have done intensive tapasya on this land. And because of that, this land, this Madhuban is fully charged. The moment you enter in a gate of Pandav Bhavan and stand for a few moments in a courtyard, you feel coolness. Oh, where am I? I am in another world. I am in Baba's lap. That is why the Madhuban is called the land of blessings. Land of tapasya, most elevated place in this world. That is why everybody would like to be in Madhuban, visit Madhuban many times. Now, I would like to share few points. So if we work on that few points, then easily you can create Madhuban in your places. First point, for creating Madhuban in your places, follow Madhuban routine. Since morning till night, whatever the routine of Madhuban is there, try to follow that routine exactly. When you are coming in Madhuban and staying for 10 days and 15 days, you are following the routine of Madhuban. In the same way, at your place also, try to follow exactly the Madhuban routine. Second point, for creating Madhuban in your place, create 4 pilgrimages at your place. Shanti, Stambha, Baba's History Hall, Baba's Room, and Baba's Cottage. If you don't have enough place, doesn't matter. If you have one room, in that one room, in four corners, create four pilgrimages. Nowadays, there is a 3D pictures are available. And experience the four pilgrimages at your place. Just whenever you would like to experience power from Baba, sit on the Tower of Peace. When you would like to overcome best thoughts, sit in History Hall. When you would like to have sweet conversation, okay, sit in Baba's room. You just mental level, this is mental level, because Madhuban is our corporeal home. Confluence, in this confluence is because my father is Brahma Baba. Wherever my father is living, that is called my home. That is why just feel full pilgrimage at your place and every day enjoy very nice meditation experience of that full pilgrimage. Third point is offering bhoga. For lunch and dinner in Madhuban, they offer bhog in Baba's room. They play special song and they feel Baba's power through Baba's drushti in that bhog. And then they accept the food. In the same way, try to follow this custom and system of Madhuban at your place also. Then fourth point is follow hourly 1 minute silence. You may be at your work, you may be at your home, but like in Madhuban, hourly, the song is playing and they follow 1 minute silence. They stand like a statue and they just stop the traffic of thoughts in their mind and only think about Baba. Have connection with Baba, have yoga with Baba. In the same way, try to follow that hourly 1 minute silence at your place, at your work. Then fifth point is, in morning, have a powerful thoughts in your mind that wherever I am staying, this place, the owner of this place is Baba. This place belongs Baba. I am just caretaker of this place. I am just looking after this place. And Baba is the owner of this place. This is Baba's home. This is not my home. Baba's home, this body is also Baba's home. I, the soul, is living in this Baba's home, body and Baba's home. That is your place where you are staying. You are just taking care. You are detached. yogi. And the next point, sixth point is for creating Madhuban in your place, maintain self-respect. I am Madhuban Nivasi. I am the resident of Madhuban. Whenever you are coming here, meeting with Baba, Baba has said that, oh, you become resident of Madhuban now. But not temporary, you are becoming the resident. Madhuban is your address, original address, real address. You are going there for Baba service. That is why you just come in Madhuban every day in subtle form and have the experience of Madhuban vibration. Oh, I am Madhuban Nivasi and I am Karam Yogi Farista. I am Karam Yogi Farista and I have to become the role model like a Brahma Baba. I have to follow Brahma Baba. And for that, experience Brahma Baba's angelic form as a company. You know, 1 year, long ago, 1 year, Bab Dada's, because of Gulja Dadi's body was not well, season was not there, but many foreigners, double foreigners, they were coming in every turn. And when they were leaving Madhuban, they were dancing, they were having wonderful experiences. They said, oh, we don't feel that, we miss Baba. Oh, Baba is with me. Because they experience Brahma Baba's angelic form as a company, as a companion. And that is why they got wonderful experiences. In the same way, experience Baba's angelic form as a good company. And then seventh point is Madhuban means Murli and Toli. Oh, we are in Madhuban going in Toli kitchen and Toli room distribution and asking Toli and eating, enjoying sweet. Now, creating Madhuban at your place means you must prepare variety toli on weekend, simple toli. If you don't know to prepare, how to prepare, you just prepare variety chocolates, variety tolis, and share that tolis with your friends. Those are Baba children, and give them feeling of Madhuban. Because this is Brahma Baba system and custom since Karachi. And that is why Madhuban means Toli and Murli. And then eighth point is, whenever you are coming to Madhuban, you are doing special effort. Special efforts about yoga. Special efforts about churning. That is why at your place also, you do special effort. When you are sitting for churning in a garden of Om Shanti Bhavan, in Baba's garden, in Madhuban, Pandav Bhavan, or Tower of Peace, in the same way, you feel that I am sitting for a churning, for special study, or in dining room, wherever you like solitude and special meditation. You know, Dadis have done intensive efforts 14 years. Now we can make efforts at least for 14 hours. Especially the experience, we can sometimes, since morning till evening, you just think that I am in yoga practice and I am getting very good experiences, like Madhuban. And because Baba has said that, you have to become the authority of spiritual experiences. That is why you must experience yourself that you are in Madhuban. Physically you are there, but mentally, subtly, you are in Madhuban. So you can experience Madhuban vibration at your place. And the ninth point is, Madhuban is a place for refreshment. Why Baba children are coming from abroad, from India to Madhuban? For refreshment. Why? Because the atmosphere, the vibrations are so good, so powerful, so positive. The atmosphere is fully charged. You know, Baba has said, Bab Dada has said that now also, secretly, few souls, special souls, they are doing special tapasya and maintain fully charged atmosphere of Madhuban. Now for charging your place, for creating Madhuban at your place, you have to do special yoga experiment. How? In soul world, Baba is there, you are sitting, you the soul is sitting beside Baba, you are receiving sakas from Baba and redirecting that sakas straight on your place, your center, your resident place, you are focusing, giving sakas, giving light and might to that particular place and charging the atmosphere of that place. Every day after having yoga, morning yoga 4 to 4:05, then after that for 5-10 minutes you do experiment, this experiment, or in evening also in between 6 to 8 few minutes you can repeat this yoga experiment. Because you know, in India also the people, they are not going to center. They are reading Murli at their place. They are doing yoga at that place. That is why Baba has said that open Gita Pathshala home to home at your home. And they are doing that. They are experiencing that. That's why powerful vibration you have to create at your place and maintain, fully charge that place. I would like to share one special experiment. You know, long ago, when Prakash Mani Dadi was there, in 82, 83, the big group, 2,000 to 5,000 group of brothers and sisters, they came from Kolkata side, Eastern Zone. That is why Dadi was meeting them, taking care full day. Dadi, first time such a big group, first time, never before. And that is why Dadi was very busy. But Dadi woke up at 1:30 a.m. and sat on her bed, and she was receiving vibration and spreading vibration in Madhuban, all around the Madhuban. And then Mohiniben was watching Dadi. Oh, Dadi was very busy and she woke up so early. When Dadi was next morning, means the same day morning, Dadi was going to read Murli, and Mohiniben said, "Can I ask you one question to Dadi? Dadi, you were so busy yesterday, you may be tired. And you woke up 1:30 a.m. and doing yoga. Why?" Then Dadi was smiling. Dadi said, "See, our Baba children, 2,500 children are already here. They had a long journey. They are tired. And that is why I was spreading pure vibration, powerful vibration in Madhuban. So at Amrut Vela, 4 o'clock, 3:30 a.m. or 4 o'clock, when the souls get up, the soul bird can fly and have easy yoga meditation. For that, I was preparing background for them." What I mean to say, the vibrations are not coming only from walls and bricks and this five elements. The vibrations are live vibrations are there. That is why for creating vibration at your place, you just follow, if you follow these points, then definitely you could feel that my place is not an ordinary place. Center is not an ordinary center. It's like a mini Madhuban. You know, Baba has said that at the end, Baba's centers, Baba's children places would be most safety places. Many souls will come for asylum to that place. Many souls will come to that place for asylum, for experiencing peace and power. That is why our duty, our task is to create such type of the powerful places, so in future we would be able to do the service of many souls. You know, Baba's places, wherever in your country you are there, but at the end, many souls will get the vision and will come to Baba's centers, to your home, for peace and power. And for that, Baba wants to be this service in advance. Baba is inspiring you, such a special instrument, because you are God's instrument, God's right hand. You are not an ordinary person. You are a very, very unique soul's person. And that is why you have to do such type of the unique service. Service through the mind, service through your places also, then definitely in you can create Madhuban at your place. And Madhuban is like a very big magnet. Baba is magnet in the same way. Madhuban is like a magnet, big magnet. In the same way, your places would be also big magnets. Many souls will pull towards your places and will get lots of benefit, and they will be very happy. Okay.
Thank you so much, our very sweet Madhuban Nivasi brother. This was very inspiring. Thank you. At least I was transported to Madhuban just by listening to you. So this was very nice. And I will spend the rest of the weekend in the kitchen making toys.
Oh, thank you.